Hi everybody. Hopefully you had an opportunity to hear Phoenix. Phoenix will play some more music. My name is Lev. I go by Lev or Fresh. Many people know me as Fresh. I'm fine either way. Pronouns are he, they, and love. I live on the Huchin territory and the land of the Lushan Ohlone people, who are present and active here in an area also known as Oakland, commonly known as Oakland, California. And I'm really grateful to be here. I remember I can't remember her last name for some reason, but Christina Marie, Maria, right?
Maria Cristina, yeah.
Maria Christina, sort of seeded this idea at Spirit Rock, I would say, minimum 8 years ago. And so it's taken a long time for us to get here, and I'm glad that we're here, and I'm glad for all of you who are here with us. I'd like to just begin with checking in. And for those of you, and we'll just do this very briefly over chat as well, but beginning by just those of you who are on screen, just acknowledging and looking at each other and just acknowledging that we're all here, that it's a gift for us to be here, that we have every right to be here. But it's a big deal for some people that we get to be here, be out, gather, and do this meditation practice. So I'm just really grateful for everyone who made it to this moment right now, being here today. And if you'd like in the chat, you might put, if you want to, you might put your location, because obviously your name will show up if you'd like to put your pronoun if it's not listed already. And then maybe a couple of words or a sentence just to say what's on your heart in this moment, just to sort of let that out. And so what I often do is I ask people to wait and we all send it at the same time. Maybe we'll do that. So I'll do a countdown from 10 and then we'll send it at the same time and then we can all read it at the same time. So just a word or a sentence of how's your heart right now? 8, 6, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And then just hit send and we can all take a moment just to see how we're doing. Soft, open, and grieving, rested, hurting and angry, happy, struggling. Yeah. Sometimes, let's see what else, if I missed anybody. Heart is feeling softer, great, and down. And just acknowledging that, and we get to just be in the space, understanding that people are in different places. Just sense that. And we might even take a moment to look at somebody on the screen and send them a little bit of compassion. Just look at, you can look at a name or somebody on the screen and just imagine, say, I offer you compassion for wherever you are. Grateful to be here. And then maybe pick somebody else on the screen. Bell Hooks says, I will not have my life narrowed down. I will not bow down to somebody else's whim or to someone else's ignorance. And I was telling a friend recently about how when I first came out as queer, many, many moons ago, 70s actually, people, how I went around and I wore like everything. Everything. I was like one of those rainbow kids. And just being able to be my authentic self back then and even now is such a huge thing. I thought we'd go into this meditation, maybe taking a moment, and you don't have to push away what's going on in your heart, but maybe including some honoring for yourself, honoring the work, honoring the ways that you show up authentically in your experience. The moments, for some of us, it might just be moments. For some of us, it's every day. And just honoring this willingness to like be yourself. We can't heal if we're not ourselves, and we can't heal the planet if we're not ourselves. She's just considering that. And we'll go into meditation. I always write an agenda, but I never read it. Let me see what it says. We're going to go into a meditation, and near the end, just so you're not surprised, Phoenix will play a little music while I talk us back. Let me see. Great, we're just on time. So we'll meditate for 30 minutes. It might go just a teeny bit over, but just to really get a full meditation in. Is anybody, I should ask, is anybody new to meditation? You can raise your hand in some way. Cool. All right, great. So just so you know, I'm seeing some text now, but I'm not like a big. Oh, look, you're getting some welcomes. I don't usually read the text while I'm teaching, so great. All right, let's get
Thank
ready.
you.
Those of you who are deep practitioners, please excuse while I offer, or just ignore me while I offer maybe a couple of moments of maybe every 10 minutes or 15 minutes, I'll just invite people to come back. And for those of you who are experienced, you can just ignore that for the sake of those who might be newer or experiencing a lot of distraction at this time. Hopefully my bell sounds okay. Let's see. Okay, we can begin with just noticing the silence for a moment. And I'd like to sort of see what we can do to bring you here, grounded in each moment. And for some of us, it might be that we might notice the sensation in our feet, and if it's available to you, you can wiggle your toes, meeting whatever your capacity is or not with gentleness and kindness. You might notice the weight of your body towards the earth. I offer the reminder that this practice can be done sitting, standing, lying down. For anyone who might be highly energetic or have some anxiety, tapping on the outside of my thighs or the top of my thighs gently, rhythmically or not, has helped calm me at times. And coming up and noticing sensations in your legs if it's available. Again, if you can't notice, just it's okay, be kind. Noticing your hips, and if you're sitting, seeing if you can just really let yourself be held by the earth. Same for lying down. Same for your feet if standing. As you inhale, notice if you're holding back, if you're not letting go. So inhaling, where is full for you in a natural breath. So not pushing anything, but just notice if you're blocking anything. Full might be your diaphragm, it might be the top of your throat, somewhere in between. No judgment, just notice if it's what your body does. And as you exhale, you might release your shoulders, allow your elbows to fall towards the ground. And exhaling again, releasing your upper back and your arms. You might notice the sensations in your hands. Meeting this with kindness as well. Tingly, cool, dry, moist. Just noticing. And as we're sitting for this moment, is this how you want to be? So there's no competition with yourself or anyone else. We don't want to induce pain. So just being sure that you're in a place where you can sit for a while or practice in your position for a while. Breathing up, allowing your neck to be its own area, separate from your shoulders, separate from its head, without doing anything. I'm going to go actually up to the stars, and if you're up for it, you might allow for this experience of having stardust or glitter come down and fall on the top of your head, bringing ease to your scalp, your forehead, your shoulders, and then coming down your face. Letting go of the tiny muscles around your eyes and nostrils. You might release your jaw and mouth. Allow your chin to experience ease. This time, as the stars come down, you might bring them down all the way to your heart. Allow some spacious holding there. And this time, coming up from the earth and landing in your heart. As we go into silence, I also want to offer that you might follow your breath. You might also experience hearing as a more grounding experience. Not listening, but hearing sounds come and go. You may also follow the sensations in your body. Most importantly, being kind. Knowing the mind wanders. Gently returning to your body this moment, your point of awareness. Returning gently, kindly to this moment. We're going to begin to offer a little music and some words, each of which I hope land somewhere gently in your heart. And if not, that you can freely and easily let pass through. We can begin by acknowledging once again your inhale, this breath coming into you and you only confirming that you are enough. With each inhale, this abundant life and planet reminds us that we are worthy, that you are worthy. To hold and take in this phrase, this sentiment, this truth for yourself. I love. All good. Just noticing the sensations in your body. Beautiful tones. I am enough. Also consider that each breath is life telling you that you are loved. Loved by this experience we call life. You might consider taking in, I am loved. Possible repeating in your mind or even out loud, I love myself. That might be a challenging statement, and maybe you can't see it in some way. We might even imagine if that was possible and if we could love ourselves fully. Love myself. And bringing in, it's useful no matter where you're at, the Buddhist practice of metta says, thank you. accept all the good life has to offer. May I live with ease. May I be free. Phrases, if that's where you are, and for those who may have the capacity, we might offer these phrases as well to those of us in the space. To us unconditionally, kindly, compassionately. May we experience peace and live with ease. Safe and protected. Thank you for your presence and your practice. And I don't know about you, but I was really tempted to just like let Phoenix keep playing. Thank you, Phoenix. So we're going to take a short break. We'll take 4 minutes. Maybe we can come back at 7. And for anybody's, I don't know, do you do a Donatalk, Miko? Okay. Well, all right. We accept generosity if that's something that you do. I especially want to take care of our musician and myself. So I think there's a way to do that on the website. And we'll come back and talk. I'll give a short talk and then we'll gather together. So I'll see you. Well, I'll give you 4 minutes. So at 7:01.
And I'll play a little music during the break. You're welcome to listen or go do whatever you need to do. Offer thank you a song by Batya Levine, who is a queer Philadelphia-based educator, activist, singer, songwriter. So this song is called We Rise. So I'll just sing one verse in the chorus from it. We rise, all of the children rise. Elders with wisdom rise, ancestors surround us rise. In hope, in prayer, we find ourselves here. In hope, in prayer, we're right here. In hope, in prayer, we find ourselves here. In hope, in prayer, we're right here. We rise, all of the children rise, elders with wisdom rise. Ancestors surround us, rise. I invite you to sing with me if you like. In hope, in prayer, we find ourselves here. In hope, in prayer, we're right here. In hope, in prayer, we find ourselves here. In hope, in prayer, we're right here. We rise, all of the children rise, Elders with wisdom rise, ancestors surround us, rise. And just feeling that prayer in your body, we rise, all of the children. Elders with wisdom, ancestors surround us, rise in hope, in prayer, we find ourselves here. In hope, in prayer, we're right here.
Thank you so much, Phoenix. Beautiful. I hope people heard that and were able to sing along. I'll ring this bell for those who might be waiting for that moment. There. What I wanted to talk, I don't have to name it all to say, and I was thinking about, we have the Four Noble Truths, which begins with there is suffering. And of course, there's a cause to suffering. And there's a freedom from suffering, and then there's that freedom is the Eightfold Path. And I definitely encourage, if you haven't studied that recently, or if you haven't studied that at all, to just look that up. I think the form for this page, or the page for this Sangha, you can go to Dharma Seed and look up the Four Noble Truths. But for us, I just want to stick with the suffering for a moment and say that, of course, we know that there's suffering. And maybe I'm going to weave a little bit. We know that there's suffering. And unfortunately, in the world, it's likely that there will always be suffering. And while I would like to dream of something different, I know that in this lifetime there will likely be suffering before I leave, and there are things I can do to have an impact for a person or several groups of people. And however you do that, or if you want to learn ways of doing that, you can reach out to me, you can go to local groups, whatever your interest is. Like, we're there. There's LGBTQ people everywhere. We're taking care of each other. We're doing work in trans communities. We're doing work for the environment. We're doing work for youth. But whatever your contribution is. And this is why I said I'm going to kind of flip a little bit and say we can personally experience not necessarily freedom from all suffering, but a lot of ease by studying and taking on the practices of the Eightfold Path. I know that for me, just the little that I've done in the few years that I've been studying, being able to simply be wiser with my speech or wiser with my general understanding of myself and outwardly, has brought me a lot of ease. And this is a little bit about why I did the meditation that I did. I was in one of those thought waves. I'm sure you know nothing about that when you're meditating. The thought wave comes in. And one of them was just considering when COVID hit, how change happened. Like, there was we stopped and there was change that had happened for most of us. I don't really know anybody who wasn't impacted by COVID, and that we were able to shift in ways that we may not have thought of days before. We just, in our mindset, and particularly in our society, and particularly, because of the powers that be, we're always told about what we can't do, what's not possible. And we take that in ourselves. I can't do that. It's not possible. It's too hard. And then when something like COVID hits, suddenly there are things that we immediately jump on and change. This is also true for the practices of the Eightfold Path. It's also true that if we make a commitment, we can actually begin to take on and live that change and deepen that experience and relieve ourselves from suffering. I think one of the most important learnings for myself, and one of the things that I'm really dedicated to teaching, is about your worth, is about that. I really, really believe that the breath coming in is life coming in, saying that you're supposed to be here, you're supposed to be worthy, and that your uniqueness is important, that your expression is important, your thoughts, your ideas, your dreams are important. And no matter how much the society tries to tell us that it's different, each breath is telling us, no, you, I choose you, I choose you. Breath is coming in. So I wanted to bring that. I also wanted to, I think with that, I want to offer something else. And that is the other, besides or in addition to being worthy of your own love, your own care, your own healing, you're also worthy of rest. And if you're like me, it's sort of been like a, I've been like a little bit on a freight train in my life and in my work and in my relationships for many different reasons. Friends, families dying, helping people move, like this little crisis. And then there's all the news coming in that, that's also coming in and impacting me. And I have to also remember to rest. And you're worthy of rest. And one of the ways that I do that is I don't turn on the news for a few days. I say no, my email goes up and says I'll get back to you for a few days. So just reminding you that you're worthy of rest. We did, some version, a version of the metta prayer, the Buddha's metta prayer, where he begins with, may I. The Buddha doesn't teach you to go out first to somebody else and to support somebody else. That might be the practice to sort of loosen you up, so that you can come back to I, but there's a reason why there's may I. And it's that same reason why you're asked to put your mask on first in the airplane. So how are you doing that for yourself? Can you do that for yourself? So I think I know it'll cut close. I think we should stay here. Emiko, I need some technical advice. Should we just stay here? Anybody want to go in breakouts? Raise your hands. Put something up. Yeah, people, we can stay here. And bring your wisdom and share it with all of us as you're called. I might offer more, but I would like you to consider this question. And there is a recording on. Know that none of this will be, none of your voices or your names or anything will be recorded. It'll be cleaned up. What's possible? What's possible in your life if you had a daily, if not hourly, a daily practice of compassion, of self-compassion? What's possible in your life if you had a daily practice of slowing down, checking in, and doing your best to provide for your needs. And just thinking about that might take a moment. That for some of us, there's even the personal things that are happening. It's an honor that we're walking in the world, some of us like afraid, and some of us almost always walk in the world afraid to a certain level, and that when we get targeted as a community, it can be especially challenging. Can you love yourself? And what does it mean to practice self-care? So I think I'm going to call, unless you have any, oh, I'm sorry. Do you have any questions or comments?
I want to offer a little sounding practice for us to do to close out. We want to send out these well wishes and the merit of all of our time generated to all beings everywhere, especially those who don't have our good fortune, right? To be in queer sangha together. So the song is from Stevie Wonder's Isn't She Lovely? The new words are, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be filled with love. And then for everybody on the call, may you be happy. May you be peaceful, may you be filled with love. And then for all beings everywhere, may we be happy, may we be peaceful, may we be filled with love. So you're welcome to unmute. There might be a little Zoom delay, or we can just unmute on the last round. So this is for yourself. May I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be filled with love. For everybody on the call, may you be
Be
happy.
happy.
May
May
you
you be
be peaceful.
peaceful.
May
May
you
you
be
be filled
filled with love.
love.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.